from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8 on the play clock. Trubisky in the shotgun. Back to pass. Fires out to the right side. Complete to Coleman for a first down as he turns, gets past the sticks, and steps out of bounds at the 19-yard line. First down, Buffalo, on Coleman's first reception as a Buffalo Bill.
Chris Brown on the call as Keon Coleman makes his Highmark Stadium debut, Bills debut.
Big ovation in the crowd when he got that catch.
Yeah.
As you'd expect.
He got a couple targets. Got targeted in the end zone by Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
Was there some contact there? Maybe. Was it his best route? Maybe not. Jeremy and Joe, good morning.
Caleb Williams. He almost every time he was out there was like right up on the line being pressed.
Which I expect him to see a lot of in real life. And that's the test for him.
Right.
What can you do with that? There was one play where I noticed, again, like it's preseason, but I am sensitive to a couple things, Joe. I'm sensitive to the Bills sending out non-receivers as receivers. So when there was a throw to Reggie Gilliam down the field,
yes.
I went back to see where he lined up.
Was he a tight end?
He was kind of like a slot tight end spot.
Okay. All right.
This fear in my heart is brought to you by Dawson Knox and Latavius Murray lined up out wide last year.
Yeah.
Like that should just never happen. And I hope the Joe Brady offense doesn't put, who would be the worst person to line up out wide? Gilliam might be the worst.
Who's their sixth offensive lineman that winds
David
up as tight
Edwards.
End sometimes? David Edwards.
Whatever.
Gilliam, would it be better? Is it the number? Would it be better? Gilliam, when he first showed up with the Bills, wore number 86.
That would be better.
Would it be better if he was still wearing 86?
They should switch him back.
When 41 is running routes down the field.
It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, 803-0550. Phil and Pendleton, we're taking your calls. We're taking the preseason pledge, but whatever. You got your first look at the 2024 Bills. You know, you want to share something that you saw, you can. It's a Buffalo Bills football Monday, kind of. Jeremy and Joe with you here. And Phil's up. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Pleasure to hear you guys every morning. And I promise I'm keeping the preseason pledge. But, you know, I was at the game and watched the first series by the ones. It's kind of ho-hum. Josh had a second series on the way before the first quarter ended. And as it ended, I watched him go to the sideline, arms open, talking to the coaches. I can't help but thinking that he was like, look, let me just finish this drive and then I'll get out. But you know, if he wants to stay in, if that is the case, obviously I can't hear what he was saying, but if he wants to stay in, you know, if you're the coach, are you letting him? Or are you like, look, Josh, you're too important. You know, I understand the momentum of, you know, at least getting a touchdown, with your guys that can potentially propel you into the next game or even the regular season. But is that important, do you think?
I don't. I mean,
this, yeah, I don't care enough about
it. I don't, but I'll. It's funny. Like, he wants to. I guess part of your question, Phil, do you do it because he wants to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's wanting it, if he's hungry for it, do you let him, like, kind of complete that feeling, or do you just, like, look, it's just preseason. We have a game plan for this. Forget about it.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, for me, I'm not a football coach. Sean McDermott has a decision to make. Do I want to get him in there because he feels like he could use the reps? That's a line to walk. Me, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't risk him. He scrambled and slid. You know, he stayed healthy. Okay, everybody stayed healthy. That's the big part. Ed Oliver was banged up on the first play?
I think it was the first defensive play.
Okay, yeah. And he left and came back, and he's okay.
He didn't come back. He was cleared to return.
Right, though. Sorry, yeah. Cleared to return. He came out of the medical tent, cleared to return. If Ed Oliver had said, I want to go in there, what would you say?
I'm like, maybe we just, you know, we already got a scare.
Yeah.
Maybe we just take it, we chill out here.
I do think that there are different rules for different players. And some players are so valuable you don't want to play them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that player says, I want to play, that's tough. That's where the head coach makes his paycheck, I guess. What do you decide to do? I wouldn't worry about the momentum of getting a good offensive drive. I would worry about that if I was a team like the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out if Aiden O'Connell is the better option over Gardner Minshew, or if I've got Anthony Richardson, who hasn't thrown a football in a competitive game since, what, October of last year?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I've got, you know, somebody that needs a little bit of up-to-speed play.
Or if you have a competition going on.
Yeah.
Right?
That to me, says, let's go have a competition. Let's show what you got to do. MVS versus Tyrell Shavers. They have something to prove. Let's find out who looks better on tape against some coverage. Allen has proven just about everything he needs to prove, so I would not risk it. And I know you can call plays that protect him. He can hand the ball off a bunch of times, quick throws, balls out, tell him not to scramble. He will anyway.
He did once in this game.
He did.
He did slide.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Caleb Williams was under pressure and scrambled. And
even at that point, though, if you're handing the ball off and you're, hey, let's only do screens here and quick throws, and like you're not even really running your offense anyway.
Right.
Right.
So what, like, are you gaining?
What am I getting out of it? If momentum is what I'm gaining out of it, then I'm not risking my season being derailed because I needed to build momentum in the first preseason game. So I would hope the coach did what he did in that moment, which was, nah, like, let's, come on, quarter's over, that's what we said, let's call it here, we'll keep the, you know, Trubisky might have to go in for you at some point during the season, so we're going to give him a shot with the first team offense, because I'm practicing what it would be like if you've got to leave for a drive.
Yep.
Like, there was a drive last year against the Jets, I think, where he had to leave for a couple plays, so okay, we'll put him in there for that, and it didn't look good. They did get down to, like, the five. I shouldn't say it didn't look great, the first drive.
Yeah. Ken writes in, Javon Solomon and Carter, the rookie defensive lineman, look good, like they can play in the league. Epinesa going through the motions, didn't have any moves or quickness, so still a question. Backup linebackers may be a problem. Not concerned about the offense other than backup QB. That's from Ken. And more calls from you guys. Whoever wants to call in, we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. I did think the depth defensive ends, there's some juice there, but...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Again, it's only one game. It's only preseason. My Bears buddy, I texted about Caleb Williams, says, you know, I wonder about the offensive line. So, who's good, who's bad?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to tell after one preseason game.
Yeah. I mentioned there was one rush I really like from Kingsley Jonathan beat a tackle, like, on the hop, like, barely got touched. But I'm not forming an opinion on Kingsley Jonathan because of one preseason game.
Right.
Like, he was second on the Bills in pass rush win rate last year. The only player on the Bills that was better was Rousseau. So if we're trying to figure out, hey, who's making, like Sal talked about this a little bit on Saturday, that position, that's kind of tough to figure out who's going to make the team right now behind Rousseau, Vaughn, and Epinesa, and maybe Solomon because he was drafted would be in there too. But Kingsley Jonathan, like the stats are there, the numbers are there, and he immediately made a nice play in the preseason. So he was someone I noticed on Saturday.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 if you want to join us. Milano, Vaughn, the Bills are, of course, managing both of them, what they want to do with them, which makes sense, right? These guys are coming back from major injuries.
Yep.
Vaughn's been a consistent player at camp, so is Milano.
I was wondering, he was in uniform, Vaughn. So I think maybe he even went out for the coin toss. So I'm like, this guy's not playing, is he? He's 35 years old, coming that injury from a year and a half ago. There's no way he's playing, right? And sure enough, he wasn't playing. He was just in uniform, and that was it.
Preseason, if nothing else, Joe, is also a time to pat yourself on the back for the flyer you took on a player in fantasy football.
Oh my, it's hard. That is maybe harder to take the preseason pledge for than anything. Is like if you drafted DeAndre Swift a week ago and then you watch him break that giant playoff against the Bills on Saturday.
Yes.
Aren't you going, oh, it feels pretty good? I traded it in a dynasty league for Dontavian Wicks.
Oh, he looks
last
amazing.
Week.
He looks incredible.
I saw a 65-yard touchdown. I'm like, how am I supposed to not react to that? Do a little fist pump because he had a giant play.
You can give us a call about that as well. Who's the guy you stashed in a keeper or whatever, and you're just thinking like, oh, yeah, now's my time. A.T. Perry.
A.T.
Perry.
With
the Saints. I saw a couple, A.T. Perry about to be a problem. Okay, let's have it.
Mm-hmm.
My guy, he had a big day. Jermaine Burton.
Yeah,
he's not exactly a stash. He was a receiver in this draft.
Yep.
And he got loose twice for Cincinnati. Speed down the field, good moves. Preseason pledge.
No chance.
I've scored the steal of the draft with Jermaine Burton. I drafted him on Saturday afternoon. My family, our family league, our dynasty rookie draft. I got Jermaine Burton, and then 6 hours later, he went awesome in the Bengals preseason game, which makes me a genius. Sorry, that's how it works.
Uh-huh.
You're right, though. The hardest part of the preseason pledge is, ooh, this running back got loose four times. What if he wins the job?
Yeah, it's not even like, it doesn't, for me, it's tough. It doesn't have to be a big play. I saw, again, this is one where like I got to kind of put this aside, like ignore it. Jaleel McLaughlin, Denver. Like I saw that he got 7 snaps with the starters. And I went, oh, okay, arrow up. They think of him as a starter. He didn't even do anything. He just played 7 snaps. And I was reacting to it, so I need to stop.
Mike in West Seneca. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks, Mike.
I just like to say, I don't know who made the call about whoever made them 2 challenges was outstanding. That's what the Bills need.
I saw some immediate takeaway, like, oh, John Perry helping out the Bills. Mm-hmm. McDermott wins 2 challenges, which I believe is, I saw Did Joe Biscalli tweet someone? One of the Bills beat guys tweeted this, that it was more challenges than McDermott won all last season. I think he won one challenge last season, and he won two in the preseason opener. So John Perry,
take the preseason pledge. Don't count the challenges yet.
No. They weren't doing the Hawkeye in the stadium.
Just because he's good in the preseason. No. And the new rule this year is if you get a challenge right, any challenge right, you get a third. You don't have to get both of them right. Just one.
Yeah.
You get one challenge right, you have two more still to use.
Yeah. Let's be honest. The real goal of the preseason, number one goal, is get through without an injury.
Yes.
And so far, so good.
The Chiefs didn't do that. Marquise Brown out for weeks.
Right.
Might be, last I saw was like maybe it's 6 weeks.
It's a dislocated.
It's a very long word.
It's like a joint or something, isn't it?
The way that I read it was that his collarbone broke into his sternum, which can be very bad if it hits the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill had a similar injury and missed about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So Hollywood Brown out for a little while. You said Malik Nabers has an ankle issue.
I saw the Falcons lost like their third round pick for the season with a torn ACL. And there were some teams with
stuff. They also lost Rondale Moore earlier for the season.
Yeah.
803-0550. Zoe, we'll get right to you on the other side. More of your phone calls. We're going to break in and chat about the Bills' debut this season. Your first chance to look at the 2024 Buffalo Bills preseason game. And if you want to offer a thought on what you thought of Caleb Williams, man, I'd love to hear that as well. I was impressed. I mean, thought he looked great. And the Bears are in prime time a bunch this year, and they look like they'll be worth a watch just because of Williams, who will be able to make incredible throws. Will that translate to wins? You know, we'll see. Jeremy and Joe, more of your phone calls, 803-0550 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.